shoulders hunched, eyes at half mast, cigarette protruding from mouth. He plays his piano as if somebody just died. And the images around him sit, feeding their cancer, drowning their senses, talking about those things that are relevant, but to what? Everybody has a story to tell, yet nobody listens. So they come every night, hoping to get what they need without having to say that they need it. So the man in the corner tells his newly discovered prey the thing she wants to hear. His wife doesn't understand him, and he's only thinking about the children, and she makes it perfectly clear that she's never done this sort of thing before. But he's so lonely and so misunderstood. They leave. Him thinking he got over on her, and her thinking she's got over on him. But the pianist knows. His wife doesn't understand him because he's never there. And she would walk off with anything in pants so long as he had a story to tell. So he plays an F sharp as a tribute to their foolishness. Meanwhile, two men sit at the bar trying to psych each other out because they both like men, but not enough to admit it. So they make arrangements to go over Joe's apartment because he has a fantastic stereo component set. And Sam just loves stereo component sets. And as they leave, the pianist strikes another note. Because a lie is only a lie if you believe it. And some people will believe anything if it's convenient. And in another corner, in the rear, in the dark, a woman sits alone, trying hard to look 10 years younger. Wondering who to tolerate for the night. Surely, there's one young man in the crowd looking for a mother image, If not, she'll just have to die again. As the pianist plays her requiem, it's a lousy job. And if it weren't for the holes in his arms, he'd probably quit.